Online healthcare portal Practo has raised $32 million, 240 crore rupees, in a new round of funding led by Chinese life insurance conglomerate A1A Company and joined by existing investors Tencent, Sequoia Capital, Sofina Ventures, Matrix Partners, G Capital, and RTP Global, the Ken first reported on Friday. An Intrack report citing regulatory filings said that Practo has raised this round at a valuation haircut of at least 50%. It last raised $55 million in its Series D round 3 years back at a valuation of about $620 million, 4,140 crore rupees. According to the report, the company has been valued in the range of up to $310 million in the new round. Meanwhile, there have been hard-nosed negotiations over the extent of stake that Amazon would hold in the combined Reliance Future entity, people in the know told the Economic Times. And NBSP. While Reliance Industries, RIL, is willing to cede only a minor stake of 1-2%, Amazon wants to hold at least 5-6%, these people said. The purchase of a minority stake in a key Future Group holding company last year gave Amazon special rights and also veto power over any investment or sale of stake by promoter Kishore Biyani. And Altquo, Reliance had also offered to buy out Amazon and Squo's stake in a separate cash deal. But Amazon wasn't and Squo, Tekin, and Requo, said one of the persons. In another development, Chicandadia-backed Grenco has emerged front-runner to acquire US-based large-scale battery installer NEC Energy Solutions at an enterprise valuation of up to $400 million, 2,990 crore rupees, people aware of the matter told the Economic Times. Grenco is competing with US-based NextEra Energy and Fluence, a JV between Siemens and ICE, the people said. And NBSP. Electric car maker Tesla was also in fray but was outbid by the other contenders. A formal announcement is expected this month end. The Massachusetts headquarter division of Japanese technology and electronics conglomerate, NEC Corp., had been trying to sell the business after global prices plunged with fierce competition squeezing margins. Also, Google is in talks to invest in Bengaluru-based social media firm ShareChat. Two people familiar with the matter told the Economic Times. And NBSP. ShareChat is looking to raise up to $200 million, 1,495 crore rupees, to battle it out with over a dozen rivals to fill the gap left by banned Chinese apps including Hello, its prime competitor. Earlier this month it was reported that Microsoft had also held discussions with ShareChat that counts microblogging platform Twitter as one of its investors. And NBSP. Last month it was reported to be in discussions with existing investors Safe Partners and Lightspeed Venture Partners for investment. Separately, Reliance Industries is tapping every possible opportunity to spread its retail business. Now it is said to be in talks to acquire online furniture brand Urban Ladder, people familiar with the matter told the Times of India. The discussions with Urban Ladder have been going on for the last few months and are now at an advanced stage, they said. A deal with Urban Ladder could be pegged at around $30 million, 224 crore rupees. And NBSP. And Altquo, they have got interest from other players as well and Requo, said one of the persons. Last month it was reported that Urban Ladder is looking for buyers at an enterprise value of 200 crore that is a fourth of what it was valued in an internal round in March 2018. Reliance has also been in talks to acquire milk delivery platform Milkbasket. This comes at a time when it is already in talks to acquire e-pharmacy startup NetMeds and has acquired 15% stake in lingerie retailer Zivaim. https://www.vcircle.com/reliance/luxury-brands-arm-nears-acquisition-of-zivaim-with-ronnie-screw-vala-buyout/.